We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to do Chaitanya Charitamrita, or? So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canton 10, Chapter 1, Text 22. Puraiva pumsavadrito dharajaro. Pavad biram sharya dusha pajanyatam. Sayavadur vyabaram ishvareshvara. Svakala shaktyakshapayam sharet bhuvi. Pura. Even before this, eva, indeed, pumsa, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, avadrita, was certainly known, dara, dharajvara, the distress on the earth, Bhavadbi, by your good selves. Amshai, expanding as plenary portions. Yadushu, in the family of King Yadu. Upajanyatam, take your birth and appear there. Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yavat, as long as. Urvya, of the earth. Baram, the burden. Ishvara, Ishvaraha, the Lord of the of Lords. Svakala, Shaktya, by his own potency, the time factor. Kshapayan, diminishing. Charet, should move. Bhuvi, on the surface of the earth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submitted our petition to the Lord, he was already aware of the distress on earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moves on earth to diminish its burden by his own potency, in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear through plenary portions as sons and grandsons in the family of the Yadus. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sahita, Ramadi Murtishu Kalanyamena Tishtan Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Svayam Sambhavat Parama Pumanyo Govinda Madipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is always situated in various incarnations, such as Rama, Nisimha, and many sub-incarnations as well, but who is the original personality of Godhead, known as Krishna, and who incarnates personally also. In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the words Puraiva Pumsavadrito Dharajvara. The word Pumsa refers to Krishna, who was already aware of how the whole world was suffering because of the increase of demons. Without reference to the supreme power of the personality of Godhead, demons assert themselves to be independent kings and presidents, and thus they create a disturbance by increasing their military power. When such disturbances are very prominent, Krishna appears. At present also, various demoniac states all over the world are increasing their military power in many ways, and the whole situation has become distressful. Therefore, Krishna has appeared by his name in the Hare Krishna movement, which will certainly diminish the burden of the world. Philosophers religionists and people in general must take to this movement very seriously, for man-made plans and devices will not help bring peace on earth. The transcendental sound Hare Krishna is not different from the person Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Vinatvan Namanamino. There is no difference between the sound Hare Krishna and Krishna, the person. This is a very interesting topic from a philosophical perspective. There's Lord Brahma goes to the demigods go to Lord Brahma and they submit a petition to the Lord. And Lord Brahma says explicitly in this verse that the Lord already knew. So he was not surprised. Oh my God, it was not that Krishna forgot, was not reading the newspapers. And he was somewhere in a cave, and he had no idea what's going on. No, he was completely aware. And sometimes people have this idea that God, in whatever way they're imagining God, is not aware of the current situation. He has no idea what's going on. I'm such a good person. And such bad things happen to such a good person like me. How can it happen? God is probably sleeping, because this cannot happen. And there's many people who go in that direction. There's this priest, which Maharaj is quoting. He wrote this book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. And his conclusion was that, yes, God is he's a good guy, but he's a bit old. He can't solve everything. Sometimes you can think maybe he's not aware. And there's this Greek philosopher. His name is Epicurus. He has this famous, somehow, this atheists, they use this famous logic. He says, is God willing to prevent evil but not able? He says, okay, what is it? You know, like, there's evil, there's obviously some evil in this world. There should be this God who is all-powerful and all-good. So, how does it make sense? So he says, yes, can he do it, but he's not doing, then he's not omnipotent. I mean, is he able, can he do it, but he's not willing to do it? Then he's malevolent. He doesn't have good intentions. Of course, we'll come back to this topic and give the Vedic explanation. And so that's one explanation. As he says, is he both able and willing, then why is there evil? You know, like, if God is able to cut out evil and he's not doing it, why is there evil? And he says, is he neither able nor willing? He can't fix it, and he's not willing to fix it, then why call him God? So this is famous argument from Epicurus. Many atheistic persons use this argument. They were like, yes. And then you can say, yes, yes. Just sit down and listen. this is quite a good religious question, you know, like, why does God not stop evil? If he can, because he's supposed to be able to do it. And there's one of the parts of the and in understanding is that what's the purpose of this world? You know, like, so most of the people think, okay, this world is made for my enjoyment. Yeah, or at least, so, and this is there's it's given an example, like for example, that you have to understand that everything is made for a purpose. So for example, if I go after this class, I go to down to the dining room and I use this mobile as the spoon. You know, because I need a spoon. Then I will see that it's not such a good spoon. And I will call these people at Samsung and say, this Samsung S, whatever it is not good for me eating this khichdi. Why did you not make it properly? And those people at Samsung will say, dear sir, you are a bit crazy. You're a bit off track. This is a telephone. This telephone is made. He has. You can use Facebook. You can call your friend. You can even use a navigation system. You can watch some photos. But it's not a spoon. So if you want to eat your khichdi in the temple, you should use a spoon. this is very important argument that is given by so the idea is we should understand why is this world made like this, and what's the purpose, and this world is a place where actually rebellious souls can act somehow without God. It's meant to be like that. Some people intrinsically don't like to be with God, with Krishna, and they have to be somewhere. Like everyone has to be somewhere. And so this world is created for people who don't want to be with God, and in this world they can pretend that there is no God, you know, like something like this, you know, like something. And of course, I mean, it's not that this is also in the Bible. They have this story of the prodigal son, and this son is getting some money from the father. You know, it's not his own money that he wants to enjoy. Also, this material world, even it's made by Krishna. So people can enjoy without Krishna. But at least, you know, like, so this is the world where people can pretend that they enjoy without Krishna. And Krishna is tolerating these things. It's funny. Sometimes he even propagates these philosophies, these atheistic philosophies. You can see that Krishna, in the form of Buddha, he's propagating this philosophy that there is no God. Actually, Buddha is not speaking so much that there is no God. He's just not addressing these topics because people were atheists. So he's like, what? God comes to preach atheistic philosophy? What's this? Yeah, of course, if someone wants to, and also he gave instructions to Lord Shiva, who appears as Shankaracharya, and he propagates atheistic philosophy. Mayavada is atheistic philosophy. And Lord Chaitanya says that if someone hears this Mayavada philosophy, he is doomed. Doomed. He used this word, doomed. So God comes, he propagates these philosophies, and if someone is hearing this, then his life is ruined, you know, like. And why does he do this? Because there has to be free will. There has to be free will. There has to be options. You know, like, if free will means that you can love Krishna or you can hate Krishna. And Krishna allows people to do both. So he's not like these guys that are like, you have to love me. You have to love. No, Krishna is like, you want to love me? Fine. I will give you all the reasons for you to love me. You want to hate me? Perfect. I'll even give you a nice philosophy why you have to hate me. Whatever. So this is very important, that there is free will. Everyone has free will, and they can decide, I don't like Krishna. Otherwise, because love without free will is not love. You know, like if sometimes this devotee was giving this example, that one man and one woman are on an island, deserted island. And he's looking at her, and she's like, oh my dear, you are the one I love, you're the one, only one in my life, and I will love you forever, and so on. And this lady is looking around, is like, of course, because you don't have any option. You know, like, he's like, what's so much a value? I mean, where's the choice, you know, like... So this love, this choice, is not so valuable if you don't have options, you know, like... So that's why Krishna creates this material world, that you can have options. Maya, okay, you want to hate me? You don't want to enjoy without me? Perfect, no problem. So that's the idea. This is a place where someone can try to enjoy without God. Of course, there is no enjoyment in this world. It's yesterday we had this program, and we had some juice, and there was just a bit on the bottom of the box, and I was just pouring some juice in it, and it was like this, you know, like in the glass. And they were laughing with Bhakta Dom, and this is how happiness is in the material world. There is some juice. You cannot say there's no juice. No, like, even it even tasted like juice, you know. But it was like nothing, you know. Like, there's 3 drops of juice. Like, what's this? So this material world is like that, you know. There is some juice, very little. Anyway, so. And it's meant to be like this, because how can there be happiness without the source of happiness? How can there be ananda without the source of ananda? So if you want Lakshmi, you want to have the energy of God, without God, it's not going to work. There's not this world is meant to be like that, because this is not the Eastern Island. People come to this world and they think, oh, this is Disneyland. The purpose is to enjoy. But this is not Disneyland. This is a prison. This is a prison. A prison is a place where if you have a bad mentality, you'll have to be somewhere where you don't disturb normal people. No, yeah. If you go into the spiritual world, and everyone is like, oh, Krishna did this today, Krishna did that today, Krishna is so nice, Krishna, and then you're there, and you're like, why always Krishna? Why always Krishna? Why not me? Me. So then the devotees in the spiritual world will be quite disturbed. Why this guy is disturbing here? Just we're trying to talk about Krishna, we're having such a nice time, and he's just disturbing our fun. So then this kind of people, they get to a prison. So a prison is not a nice place. maybe you can try to enjoy in a prison, but it's not meant for enjoyment. So if you're in a prison, you know you're in a prison, you're not going to go, yes, but where's the roller coasters? why doesn't this prison have roller coasters? I came to Disneyland here, so no, my dear sir, this is a prison. In this prison, we don't have roller coasters. I'm sorry. So, like that. So Krishna's purpose in the, of course, this the prison itself has also this purpose of re-education. It's not just a prison in itself. Or normally, it's meant like this. You know, like it's not just a prison. It's also meant to re-educate people and send them back to the free world. So, from this perspective, you can say it's more like a hospital. Someone is sick. He's getting to the hospital. He gets some treatment, and then he goes back. So, So Krishna's main purpose for this world is that people. Try to enjoy, yes, you can try to enjoy without Krishna. Then you should get frustrated because there is no enjoyment without Krishna. And then you can revise your mentality and go back home, back to Godhead. That's the only purpose of the world. So if we're expecting something else, then it's our problem. And if people expect something else from this world, then bad luck, tough luck. Because that's the actual purpose. So, like in the example of this mobile, it's very good to know what's the purpose of this world. And if someone asks you, yes, why? How do you explain? Then you can explain because okay, doesn't have this. And because of this, Krishna doesn't. He's more interested that people go back home, back to Godhead, than in providing enjoyment in the material world. So sometimes he even is acting towards devotee in a way that would ruin their material stuff. Sometimes it happens. Like I know quite I know some cases. There's these devotees. They are interested in Krishna consciousness and they are serious for some time, and then they are like. Okay, let's take a break. Let's enjoy a bit. Maya attracts them. Oh, yeah. Și pancha tatva ki jai, și gornitai ki jai, și la prabhupat ki jai. So, Maya attracts them. It's like, yes, come, we will enjoy. This is a place of enjoyment. Forget Krishna, no problem. And then these devotees try to enjoy. And then they enjoy 1 month, 2 months. And after 3 months, you talk to them, and you see that Maya is smashing them, you know, like really bad. really crazy things happen for them. And you think, oh my God. And then you talk to them, and then you explain to them, this is Krishna's special mercy. He likes you. Which is true. It's actually true, you know, like, it's actually true, you know, like, that sometimes Krishna will destroy some material things to get us back into Krishna consciousness. You try to enjoy, and he could, you know, like the long track is that you get your karma after some time, and there's some punishment, but you can enjoy, and he lets you enjoy for some time. But then the result is that you get this bad karma, you degrade, and it's really bad. But Krishna, sometimes he corrects you immediately, if he likes you. He's like, okay, you're off track. That's it. You're going that direction. This is real mercy sometimes. You see these cases. And then these devotees come back to Krishna consciousness. It's like, oh... I'm suffering so much in this material world. Like, yes, yes, that's it. That's the spirit. and then you come back and you understand. Oh, you tell them, yes, yes, there's this material world is a place of suffering. Is it? Well, it is. Yes, yes. Okay. There is no enjoyment without Krishna. Do you want to enjoy with Krishna? Okay. Maybe let's give Krishna another try. So these problems, they are intentional, and they are not bad in themselves. You know, like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there's four categories of people who take to spiritual life. There's the distressed, the people who are suffering. This is 99% of people. And there's three other categories, nobody knows them because we don't see them. I'm just joking, you know. Like, but most of the people come to Krishna consciousness when they are distressed. Of course, there are some people who are inquisitive or they want some wealth or they want to find the absolute truth. But many people come to Krishna consciousness when they have some problems. So this is good. It's, Krishna says, yes, yes, there's some distress. And they, of course you have Queen Kunti who is praying for more problems in her life. Because if you have problems, then you can think of Krishna. It's sometimes you can get in this life is good zone, you know. It's all right. And then Krishna brings some problems just to wake you up. And then you, when you have these problems, when you're chanting your japa, you're like, seriously, yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You pretend that you need Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, please help, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then he helps, and then you're like again, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, when will this... finish because it's time for prasadam. I'm already hungry. So, yeah, that's the idea. Krishna. Okay, I have many notes, but for next time. So, Krishna is really aware and he knows what he's doing. And this material world is a place which is meant for re-education. And it's not meant for enjoyment. If someone is thinking that he can enjoy in the material world, tough luck. I have to tell you this one. Also, we had these devotees in Romania. They were somehow newer devotees, and they said that they will go off-road driving. So they had a car. They had a perfect plan, you know, like you have this perfect plan in the material world sometimes. So they had the perfect plan, they had this car, they had everything they needed, you know. So they went off-road. And then up the hills somewhere, you know, with this car. And then they called me. I was talking to them and they were like telling me what happened. They're like, it was a disaster. It was horrible. You know, like they went there off road. One of them was on the top of the car, and they had this big shepherd dog. You know, like they there were some sheep there, and there this shepherd dog. You know, like they're big, and he was hungry. You know, like and he was. They are meant to defend. You know, like, and they are not fooling around. And this devotee was on top of the car, and this shepherd dog was in front of the car, and he was like really aggressive, you know. And he was thinking, oh my God, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was really remembering Krishna. So, and then that car broke. Down and so many problems they had, you know, like so this material world it is like that, and it's not by error, it's meant to be like that. You try to enjoy, you make this plan, this and there's always such a nice, you know, commercial, you come here and you will enjoy this and that, and then the reality is that like, oh my God, there's no enjoyment. So anyway, On this happy note, if there's some comments, concerns, questions. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.